It is Tuesday, December 13th. Today, why pay an influencer when you can create your own? One country will require disclosures on all AI creative. Chrome's delay means ad blockers can stay for now. Instagram wants to pick up where Twitter left off. And one of the coolest podcast thingies I've seen in a while. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. Seems like every day now there's a new chat AI or text-to-image AI. This morning, another platform launched, which could enable individually rendered custom marketing videos at scale. It's called DID and will create a spokesperson saying, well, whatever you want it to say. I've seen these before, and they've always had two problems. The voice is clearly synthetic, and while the mouths on these avatars move, they don't match the words. This new one has solved the second, but not the first. It actually did a pretty good job of mouthing the words I'd put in. I uploaded the video to my Mastodon account if you want to see it, link in the show notes. The platform is actually a combination of some popular AI that's been making the rounds, GPT-3 plus Stable Diffusion. GPT-3 is text AI, which can write copy if you don't have your own, then Stable Diffusion does the creation of the virtual spokesperson. You can also have it say things in different styles, like cheerful, customer service, and friendly. There's also terrified and shouting, if that's more your brand's voice. Of course, as we enter the generative AI era, many brands are still hesitant to use the tech due to several unknowns. DID's current mitigation practices include filtering for swear words and racist remarks, the ability to identify recognizable images of famous people to avoid copyright violations, text moderation, and they put a digital watermark on the system's output. You can play around with the platform for free at d-id.com. Here's another reason companies like DID are enforcing mitigation practices. China is cracking down on what people can and can't do with generative AI tools. The fantastically named Cyberspace Administration of China recently passed regulations on this AI, the most notable being that AI-generated content must be distinguished now from human-generated content with a clear mark. Also, you can't use generative AI to endanger national security or, and this is interesting, damage the image of the country. And AI platforms are now required to verify users using phone numbers or IDs. Users in violation of these regulations will face punishment, and platforms are asked to keep records of illegal behavior and report it to the authorities. The regulation applies to AI platforms that operate in China and will take effect in the new year on January 10th. Bad news for advertisers, Google has once again delayed the Chrome Manifest version 3 rollout. The company was supposed to kill Chrome's current extension system called Manifest 2 in January and introduce its new extension system, version 3. The new system creates more restrictions on filtering extensions that block ads or work to preserve the user's privacy. So Google today announced it is pausing the version 2 phase-out changes. According to the original plan, Chrome beta versions would start disabling version 2 in the new year, with the Chrome Web Store outright banning version 2 extensions in January of 2024. Now, as for the new timeline, well, there is no timeline. Everything now is listed as postponed or under review. The company said it would provide an updated phase-out plan and schedule by next March. What do Instagram users want? To focus on pictures again. What do Instagram users get? Another Be Real. And maybe a little bit of Twitter. Meta announced today it has started testing Candid Stories. It's a new feature within Instagram Stories that is, yeah, you know, pretty much a Be Real clone. Like Be Real, Candid will prompt users once a day to share an unfiltered photo. The feature also snaps a photo with the device's front and rear-facing cameras at the same time. Unlike Be Real, though, users can enhance their content with text or squiggles and can opt out of the daily alert. But Be Real isn't the only platform Zuckerberg has been inspired by lately. Instagram is also launching Notes today, which lets brands and users create a 60-character text post in Instagram's inbox. According to the New York Times, Meta has suggested the feature could help them compete with Twitter. Notes have been in testing for months, but this represents a wider rollout. Finally, Instagram is also testing group profiles, a new type of profile that lets members share posts and stories with each other rather than with all their followers. Likewise, the app is also testing Collaborative Collections, which lets multiple users share posts in the same space in the app. While we continue to feel the chill of the economic slowdown, digital ad spending is expected to reach $567 billion this year. That's up from $522 billion last year. In its latest report, Insider Intelligence ranked major digital ad companies based on global revenue, with results indicating the sector is forecast to reach $696 billion by 2024, despite the cooling we've seen over the last few years. According to the report, the top five major digital ad selling companies in 2022 are Google, which is still king and earns the most from advertising, followed by Meta in second place. Amazon came in fourth, and TikTok owner ByteDance took fifth place. Yes, I left out third. Can you guess? It's the Chinese-owned e-commerce site Alibaba. Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. A couple of updates from TikTok today that may stop all you social media marketers out there from wanting to bang your head against a wall. First, TikTok has started rolling out a new feature for brands and creators called Posted Drafts, which automatically creates a copy of your most recently posted video and stores it in drafts. This will make it easier to update your clips with edits or changes, since you'll already have a version of the uploaded clip in your drafts rather than having to start from scratch. Posted Drafts will be available for 3 days after posting, so if there are any changes that you need to make, you can update and republish. The second update is a solution for when you accidentally refresh your feed and lose that video you were searching for. The platform is currently testing a new undo refresh option. Twitter continues to insist it has prioritized trust and safety for its users and advertisers. Meanwhile, yesterday, Elon Musk dissolved Twitter's Trust and Safety Council minutes before they were due to meet. The council was a group of advocates and organizations that work in fields like public safety, media literacy, and online community building. Around the same time yesterday, as council members learned of their dismissal, the former director of trust and safety at the company was fleeing his home and going into hiding after death threats arrived, thanks to a Musk tweet falsely claiming that the former director supports the sexualization of children. This morning, the New York Times reported that Twitter has not paid rent for any of its global offices for weeks and is refusing to pay a bill for private flights taken by Musk. Quoting the Times, Twitter's leaders have also discussed the consequences of denying severance payments to thousands of people who have been laid off since the takeover, unquote. And finally, some Mastodon users yesterday were reporting that their tweets were being blocked or removed for merely mentioning the competing platform. So, you know, just another day at Elon's play toy. Finally, and this is not an ad, by the way, I found a really cool thing this morning on Product Hunt. You know those article bookmark sites like Read Later and Pocket? Over the years, they've added a smattering of audio. Pocket, for instance, will read out articles if you want. But this new service creates your own custom podcast feed for articles you send to it. They have browser extensions, so you basically click the browser button, and the next time your podcast app checks your custom feed, you will have that article ready to listen to. I've tried it. It works amazingly well. It has a horrible name, AdAuris, and an even worse domain name, but here it is, ad-auris.com. They have a very generous 21-day free trial that does not require a credit card, and an annual subscription is only $20. Attention, manufacturers of smoke detectors, will you please, please, for the love of God, put some kind of time detecting software into it so that it knows that it is in the middle of the night when it decides to go off? It happened a couple of months ago, but last night's was even worse because it wasn't just a straight up alarm. It was that I'm out of battery chirp, which if you know it, is really loud, just goes chirp, and then it shuts up for like 3 minutes. And you can't sleep through that because just as you're falling asleep, chirp, you know. My wife and I are both really, really light sleepers. And then when I finally got up there and changed the batteries, our cat noticed that we were awake. This is 3:30 in the morning, by the way. Our cat noticed that we were awake and was like, hey, what's up, bitches? Is it food time already? So as soon as this podcast is shipped out, I'm going to the store buying a whole bunch of 9-volt batteries and doing all the things. See you tomorrow.